Introducing today's contestants, a nonprofit professional from Atlanta, Georgia, Jason Dozer. An editor and consultant, Lansing, Michigan, Robin Miner Swartz. And our returning champion, a bartender from Tucson, Arizona, Eric Smith, whose two-day cash winnings total $42,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. Is it just me, or has this year gone by very, very quickly? My gosh. Eric is wrapping things up beautifully at the end of the year, winning two games in a row, $42,000. Robin and Jason, you're here to replace him as champion. Let's see how things work out. Good luck. Here we go. And to begin with, we show you the categories, and we will visit the FBI headquarters. Our clue crew spent time there. That's followed by Rivers. Their jobs in the year 2019. Literature, chairman of the boards, and finally, the LL, you say. Each correct response will have two double L's in it. Eric, start.
Rivers for 200.
Tilbury and Southend-on-Sea lie on this river, along with many other British-sounding places. Eric.
What is the Thames?
Correct.
Rivers for four.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
I'll do 1,000.
All right. Hydroelectric plants and pumping generating stations on the U.S. and Canadian sides of this river have a 4.8 million kilowatt combined capacity.
What is the St. Lawrence?
No, sorry. What is the Niagara River? Niagara. So you're at negative 800. You're in third place.
Rivers for 600.
Here's this city's river of the same name decked out for St. Paddy's Day. The dye powder is actually orange until it hits water. Robin.
What is the Chicago?
Yeah.
Literature for 200.
In this Steinbeck work, George kills his friend Lenny to spare him from a lynch mob. Eric.
What is Of Mice and Men?
You got it.
Rivers for 8.
Appropriately, this river forms a 500-mile boundary between the Republic of It and the Democratic Republic of It. Robin.
What is the Congo?
Good.
Literature 400.
In this novel, after learning there are no grown-ups, Jack says, we'll have to look after ourselves. Jason.
What is Lord of the Flies?
You're on the board with 400.
Let's go with Rivers 4,000.
Sacred to Hindus, this river begins in a Himalayan ice cave more than 10,000 feet above sea level. Robin.
What is the Ganges?
Yes.
Literature 600.
This beloved novel, whose first word is Christmas, has been adapted for a Christmas 2019 movie with Meryl Streep as Aunt March.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
No one makes their own way, least of all a woman. You'll need to marry well.
But you are not married, Aunt
Well, that's because I'm rich.
Robin?
What is Little Women?
Yes, and that movie opens on Christmas Day. You're in the lead with 3,000. Pick again.
Literature 800.
Leela and Elena are pals in this first book of Elena Ferrante's Neapolitan Quartet. And that's called My Brilliant Friend. Robin?
Let's finish the category, please.
In 2019, his Raise High the Roof Beam, Carpenters and Seymour, An Introduction, first came out as an e-book. And the celebrated author is J.D. Salinger. All right, Robin.
All right, the LL, you say, for 200.
The reading of a list of names to check attendance in a classroom. Robin.
What is roll call?
Good.
400, please.
William G. Morgan invented this sport in 1895. And the sport that has double L's, volleyball. Robin?
LL 600.
It comes before stimulating when referring to work or conversation that wakes up your brain. And the word you're looking for this time is intellectually stimulating. Robin?
We're going to stick with that. 800, please.
All right. This colorful variety of sapsucker of North America can migrate as far as the West Indies. Robin.
What is the yellow-bellied?
Yep.
1,000, please.
The double-talk name of this Washington city may come from a Native American word meaning small, rapid rivers. Jason.
What is Walla Walla?
Good. And that takes you to 1,400. Takes us into our first commercial break. We'll pause. We'll be back. Jason Dozier is from Atlanta, Georgia, and he admits that he and his wife won their wedding. How do you win a wedding?
That's right, Alex. There was a wedding venue that opened just south of the city, and they were hosting weddings for the first time, and they had an essay competition, essentially. And we beat out 200 other couples, and we found out on May 15th that we were getting married on June 26th. So you just had to be engaged. You didn't know exactly when it was going to happen.
All right. Congratulations. Robin Miner Swartz from Lansing, Michigan. Born to be a contestant on Jeopardy.
It's in my DNA.
Why?
My mom took the test when she was 5 months pregnant with me, and it was back when Art Fleming was the host, right. And she got a telegram telling her she was going to be on the show the day after she gave birth to me.
Wow.
They delayed the appearance, thankfully, but when I was 10 months old, she and my dad went out to New York for the taping, and it's been part of my DNA ever since.
So she appeared on the program?
She did, yes.
And what did she win?
She won a set of encyclopedias and about $500, I believe.
In those days, that's not
that
bad.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Eric Smith is our champion. He, like Austin Rogers, is a bartender. He's from Tucson, Arizona, and his lifetime goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to visit every national park in the United States. Have you made a dent in that list?
Yeah, I've been to about 18 so far.
Wow. Most impressive.
Most impressive. If we're talking about animals, Yellowstone is the best one. If we're talking about everything else, I think Zion's probably my favorite national park out there.
Yeah, there are four of them in that area that are just spectacular.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back into this. Jason gave us the last correct response, so he picks the next clue for us.
Let's go with FBI headquarters for 200.
All right, Jimmy will start us off.
This imposing desk was used by this imposing man who headed the bureau for 48 years and for whom the headquarters building is named.
Eric.
Who is Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover, yes.
FBI for 400.
Back to Jimmy.
This phone and wiretapping device helped set off one of the most notorious episodes in American history. In the early morning hours of June 17, 1972, when five burglars were arrested in this Washington, D.C. hotel and office complex.
Eric again.
What is the Watergate?
Yep.
FBI for six.
Sarah this time.
These passports belong to Cynthia and Richard Murphy, real names Lydia and Vladimir Guriev, who were among 10 foreign agents arrested in a 2010 operation that inspired this Emmy-winning FX series about Russian spies masquerading as U.S. citizens.
Robin.
What is the Americans?
That's it.
FBI for 800.
Sarah again.
Nearly 95% of the over 500 who've appeared on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list have been found, including this man, who was listed twice. First, following an April 1968 assassination, and again briefly after a short 1977 prison escape.
Eric.
Who is James Earl Ray?
Correct.
FBI for 1,000.
Sarah, wrap it up.
After much internal debate over the wisdom of giving in to terrorists, in 1995, the FBI allowed publication of this criminal's long, rambling manifesto. The move paid off when the man's brother recognized his writing and alerted authorities.
Eric.
Who is the Unabomber?
You got him. Ted Kaczynski.
Jobs in 2019.
For how much?
200, sorry.
Academy Awards host. Ah, we stumped you because there was no host. Mm-hmm. Nobody is the correct response. Eric, go again.
Chairman of the boards for 200.
Ah, you got away from Jobs quickly. Detroit's Andre Drummond has led the NBA six times in these rebounds that come off his own team's miss. Robin.
What are second chance?
No. Eric.
What are offensive?
Offensive, yes. Less than a minute now.
Chairman of the boards for six.
The NCAA record for rebounds in a game is 51 by Bill Chambers in a 1953 game for this very old college in Williamsburg, Virginia. Eric.
What is William and Mary?
Yes.
Boards eight.
Just ask Kim Jong-un. In the 90s, this wacky worm led the NBA in rebounds per game seven straight times. Eric.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Right.
Boards 1,000.
In the 2019 Western Conference Final, this warrior, not named Steph or Clay, led both teams in rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Robin.
Who is Draymond Green?
Good for you.
Chairman of the boards, 400.
In a 1962 game, he had 25 rebounds to go along with 100 points. Eric.
Who is Wilt Chamberlain?
Right.
Jobs for 8.
She's the chief operating officer of Facebook. Robin.
Who is Sheryl Sandberg?
Correct.
Jobs for 1,000.
President of Marvel Studios. Jason.
Who is Kevin Feige?
Feige. Yes. And with that, you go to 2,400. You're still in third place, however. But the good news is you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Robin has a healthy lead, but Jason, the other challenger today, goes first and selects from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Mythology, big words, figures of speeches, the not-so-young Sheldon, oh, birds of a feather, and finally, a whole category devoted to women on TV. Jason.
Mythology for 2,000.
The god of beginnings and ends. This Roman god had a temple in the Forum whose doors were open during war and closed during peace. Jason.
Who is Janus?
Yes.
Mythology for 1600.
The fee to this ferryman was an obolus coin placed in the mouth of the deceased. Eric.
Who is Charon?
Correct.
Mythology for 12.
Aphrodite fell for this other A when he was but a wee lad, sending him to Persephone for safekeeping. And the A is for Adonis. Back to you, Eric.
Mythology for 8.
Anansi, a spider in African mythology, was famed as this type of mythical figure, named for fooling the humans he ran across. Eric.
What is a trickster?
Trickster god, yes.
Mythology for 4.
In Greek mythology, the Epigoni were the sons of Greek chieftains known as the Seven Against This. Seven Against Thebes. Mm. We're done with that category, Eric. Where do we go?
Figures of speeches for 4.
This figure that begins a famous speech just means 87. Eric.
What is 87 years?
Yes.
Figures of speeches for 8.
In the 2012 State of the Union Address, Obama said, "Our destiny is stitched together like those 50 stars and these." Robin.
What are 13 stripes?
Yes.
Women on TV for 400.
In 2019, this actress-turned-Food Network star took home a daytime Emmy for Outstanding Culinary Host. Robin.
Who is Valerie Bertinelli?
Yes.
Women on TV, 800.
Initially, the only woman in her class at law school, she's been holding court on TV since 1996. Eric?
Who is Judge Judy?
Right.
Women on TV for 12.
Chandra Wilson not only plays Dr. Bailey on this ABC drama, she's also directed many episodes. Robin?
What is Grey's Anatomy?
Correct.
Women on TV, 1600.
She won an Emmy for playing Maud. Then came her Emmy for The Golden Girls. Robin.
Who is B. Arthur?
Yes.
Finish the category, please.
Formerly the host of Our America on OWN, and currently hosting This Is Life on CNN, she's the award-winning journalist seen here. Eric.
Who is Lisa Ling?
Yes.
Figures of speeches for 12.
In his 1941 State of the Union address, FDR said, "We look forward to a world founded upon this many essential human freedoms." Robin.
What is 4?
Good.
Figures of speech, 1600.
JFK's 1963 speech on the nuclear test ban treaty says, "This many years ago, the advent of nuclear weapons changed the world." Eric.
What is 18?
Good.
Figures of speeches for 2,000.
Answer. Bailey Bell. All right. And you are a shade off the lead.
I'll do it for 4,000.
All right. Here is the clue. From a 1988 speech by a presidential candidate. A brilliant diversity spread like stars, like this five-word phrase.
Like, hands across the America.
No, it was George H.W. Bush, like 1,000 points of life. Light. You're at 7,000. Pick again.
Birds of a feather for 4.
Bullocks. And Baltimore. Robin.
What are Orioles?
Correct.
Big words, 400.
Designed to carry over 400 passengers, the first one of these jets took flight in 1970. Eric.
What is a jumbo jet?
Good.
Big words for 8.
This synonym for big and strong is also a brand of trash bags and paper plates. Robin.
What is Hefty?
Yeah.
Big words, 1,200.
Answer. Bailey Bell. All right.
3,000, please.
Okay. Of the seven ancient wonders, the name of this one from the 200s BC reflected its huge size.
What is the Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
No, huge size, the Colossus of Rhodes. Yep. All right, that drops you down. Where do we go now?
Big word 1600, please.
Older than humongous, this nine-letter blended word for shockingly big goes back to World War II. Robin.
What is ginormous?
Yeah.
Big words for 2000.
This word for something monstrous in size comes from the name of a powerful grass-eating beast in Job. And that word is behemoth. Yes, you thought of it, but too late.
Yeah. Birds of a feather, 800.
Blue and stellars. Eric.
What are jays?
Yes.
Birds for 12.
Black and mute. Robin.
What are swans?
Yes.
Birds, 1600.
Ribbles and bumblebee. Eric.
What are hummingbirds?
Good for you. Less than a minute now.
Birds for 2000.
Graylag and barnacle. Talking about geese this time. One category left, Eric.
Not so young Sheldon, 12.
In the 1940s, William Sheldon classified body types into endomorphs, mesomorphs, and these. We're talking about ectomorphs. Eric?
Sheldon, 16.
Sheldon by birth. This late stand-up comic played Larry David's father on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He had some great routines. Shelley Berman. Eric?
Sheldon, 2000.
Written at age 87, this prolific author's final book was Are You Afraid of the Dark? Robin.
Who is Sidney Sheldon?
Yes.
Not so young Sheldon, 800.
This last name of Rhode Island Senator Sheldon is also a famous building not far from the Capitol. Jason.
What is White House?
Correct. And now, well, we won't get to that last clue. You're still in third place. Robin in the lead. We're dealing with Final Jeopardy today, and this subject, British authors, good subject, will reveal the clue in just a moment.
Forced out of school for 2 months, now a student demands an apology. The uphill battle she says she's facing in the classroom.
I'm breaking down your holiday travel forecast and when we could see our next chance for rain.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of I have a flat tire to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
The category for final is British authors, and here is the clue. In 2016, the OED celebrated his 100th birthday by adding words connected to his writings, including scrumdiddlyumptious. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Some great books for kids. We'll start with you, Jason. You had 5,200. Were you able to come up with an author? And that means it will cost you something if you risked anything, and you did. 4,601, you're dropping to 599. Let's come to our champion, Eric Smith. Oh, look at that look. That's a poker face. He picked A.A. Milne, and that is incorrect. So it'll cost you 9,000, a big wager, dropping you to 800. Let's go to Robin now. She had the lead with 14,400, and she came up with Who's Roald Dahl? Yes, that is right. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And you're going to add 5,201, making you the new champion to start Christmas week at 19,601. Way to go, young lady. We'll see you tomorrow. Join us then, won't you? So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TrueCar. Discover, buy, sell, visit TrueCar.com.
I'm really into this car, but how do I know if I'm getting a good deal? I tell TrueCar my zip and which car I want, and TrueCar shows the range of prices people in my area actually paid for the same car, so I know if I'm getting a great price. This is how car buying was always meant to be. This is TrueCar.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.